American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkin, sitting in for John Stabmiller tonight. It is the 27th day of August 2020. Our phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. Happy to sit in today. Well, it's almost at the end of the week. It's Thursday. Looking forward to the weekend. Looking forward to my jazz night, Friday night. Interesting week. We've been bracing for the big storm, the Hurricane Laura, which was Category 2 up until 24 hours ago. It jumped from 2 to 4 pretty dang quick. At first, I thought that the Weather Channel was overshooting this one, as they normally do. They love a good storm. I mean, that is their business. The business of weather and storms brings them a lot of viewership. And I thought for sure they're just simply trumping this thing up. Trumping, that's funny. Trumping this thing up, building it up to be something much bigger than it really is. But it turned out to be a Category 4. Wayne's right around 150, a little over. Slammed into Louisiana, Lake Charles area, coming into Lake Charles, going up into the state there, and also hitting parts of Texas. And I guess bringing some good rain, some good flooding there that they don't need. And I started thinking back to the year 2005, thinking about Hurricane Katrina. And I actually went through that area there. Oh, gosh, how many years ago? The area was pretty much devastated then. And I can't see that they've rebuilt those areas that were underwater and flooded up till now. So that's the last thing these people really needed, was a magnitude of this a hurricane of this magnitude hitting their state again. Bad news for them. Bad news for a lot of people in the Midwest weather. Iowa, John and I were talking about the other day, that we had no clue. I remember I heard a little bit about it in the news, but not that much. That huge monstrous storm that went through Iowa knocked out a lot of their, 46% of their crop. Didn't hear much about that in the news because I guess it's too much emphasis being placed on COVID-19. And, of course, the conventions, the DNC at the time, or maybe it's the RNC now. But let's talk about that a little bit here. I'm going to do a little lead-in to what I'm going to talk about here. I watched the first 3 days of the Republican National Convention. I got to say, hands down, and I'm not biased because I'm an independent, I just vote for the best people, and I call it as I see it. I've always been a straight shooter and do that always. So I saw the DNC, I watched that, the convention, and I got to say it was quite embarrassing, quite embarrassing. It really was, in that it was more accusations, finger-pointing, blaming Trump for nearly everything. And, of course, I'm one of the harshest critics out there to say when Donald Trump screws up, I'm going to say something about it. Now, John and I go back and forth on that one, but That's just who I am. If you do great, I'm going to tell you you're doing a super job. If you're screwing up, I'm going to tell you you're screwing up, and you better get it together. This is a serious job. Being the CEO of the United States of America is a serious, serious job. The Democrats are saying in that last week's address, their convention, that Donald Trump doesn't take the job serious. He doesn't take it serious. It's all about him. Well, there's a little bit of truth to some of that. It is a lot about Donald Trump, but I can think the bottom line is, I do believe he wants a better America. He does not want socialism. How many times have we heard Donald Trump talk bad about socialism, you know, come out and say, you don't want to be a socialist country. Look where around the globe here. Where's socialism a success story? It's not. It's not anywhere. It's a total disaster. Socialism puts you in a long, long line waiting and waiting and waiting to get into the hospital. And I saw it firsthand when I was working in Utah, as Canada, love those Canadians, would come down and they would say they were vacationing or, you know, down there in the southern state of Utah and those canyon areas and the monuments down there and all that cool stuff down there, which I love, the arches. And they said they were on vacation and suddenly I've got chest pain. I need to go to the hospital. Well, that wasn't quite so true. It turns out many of them were waiting in line forever and ever in Canada to actually go to a cath lab. They knew they had some blockages, but to actually go in, either have a stent placed or to actually go into surgery and have bypass surgery was a long, long waiting list. And that's socialism medicine that I saw. So, of course, it's probably cheaper for the country of Canada to say, make your way into the United States, be on vacation, have chest pain, show up in an ER, go into a hospital there, the ICU, and have the surgery, and we'll pay for it. It'll be much cheaper. I saw a lot of that. So that's what you would have with socialism. That's exactly what you would have with socialism. Of course, that's the total plan of the Democrats. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have socialism in mind. And that's what they'd have. They have their panel of socialists, one after the other, socialism programs that would be total failures, and of course, bleed the country dry. Bleed you dry. Your paycheck would look pretty dang thin, pretty small, if we had that kind of government. So I don't believe he will win. If he were to win, it would be by hook or crook, no doubt about it. And I think that's why they're wanting so much to do the mail-in ballot for this election. Now, there's talk that Biden will debate Donald Trump, but I think maybe he won't. I know Pelosi is coming out and said she wouldn't debate Trump and is suggesting and encouraging Biden not to actually debate Trump. But if the numbers were correct and the poll numbers were correct and Biden was actually leading this race by a good margin, I think they could probably manufacture a reason why not to. Maybe something with COVID again. I don't know. It seems to work for almost everything else these days. You simply say, I can't go. Why? COVID. Oh, okay. Okay. Nobody seems to question this stuff, COVID. But could he weasel out of the debates using the excuse of COVID? He might. I'm not sure. I found it quite interesting. Donald Trump was talking about doing a drug test on both of them. He could have one and Biden would have a drug test. I found that quite interesting. And I heard that mentioned on Mike Rivera's show today. I caught a little bit of the show. And, well, souping up, you know, getting pumped up for the show, that I don't believe that would be what the drug test would be looking for. Actually, what I think this drug test would be looking for, and this is a calculated mind here. I think Donald Trump is thinking the way I'm thinking right now. But a drug test on Biden and Donald Trump, you're not going to find anything. No. Doubtful. Nothing. But what Donald Trump would be looking for is stretching the boundaries of that drug screen to look a little closer to see if there's some psychotropic medications in that blood screen there, to find out if there's some psychotropic drugs. So I can't say it tonight. Psychotropic drugs. Or maybe some medications related to dementia or, you know, masking those signs of dementia or Alzheimer's. I got to believe that the reason that Biden is stuck in the basement and not coming out is because he's unstable. I've watched his outburst, you know, calling somebody a dog, lying dog-faced pony soldier is not normal. To call somebody at a town hall meeting and to lash back. And those stabs, those pushback, those verbal abusive language there is a sign of an injury, a brain injury or a brain change. I'll tell you that right now. It's a behavior change. There's something going on with the brain of Joe Biden. I'm quite certain of that. I've seen the behavior before. I've worked in psych. I've worked in many areas of a hospital, not just ICU and ER. I've worked in psych. And I can see that Joe Biden is showing some of the classic signs of dementia, early stages of dementia, no doubt about it. So it's just, I think that's what Donald Trump would be looking for in that that drug screen. I'm pretty sure that's what he'd be looking for. Of course, they could then come back and say, well, look, he's on psychotropic drugs. He's on these kind of medications. Is this a guy you want in the Oval Office? The guy that's in charge of the button? Do you want this guy in the office now? So I can't see, in all honesty, why Joe Biden would agree to that if he is on medications. Or they'll specifically say you have to only be looking for this only, and you can't go beyond this scope of the screen itself. But I'm quite certain that's why Donald Trump wants to do the drug screen, to find out if there's some medication there that would indicate he is mentally unstable. He's on medication to control himself, control his behavior. Last thing you want is a hothead. He looks to be a hothead, whether it's just Joe himself being a hothead or there's some actually problems, some dementia going on there. And that's frustrating. I had a friend who passed away at the age of 69. He was great up until about 68, started seeing some changes in his behavior. He caught it. He could actually recognize his memory was not the same, and he got to be very angry, upset with himself. And a guy that's very passive and would never become violent, he started to get very angry and become violent. He was a very good friend of mine, passed away at age 69. So I see that with Joe Biden when I look at him. He's a very angry person, whether it's just Joe himself, but I think it goes a little deeper than that. I think we're talking about something going on neurologically, the brain itself. So if he's leading the polls, there'd be no need to have a debate. He'll just simply coast on the poll numbers, and then look at hook or crook to get him back in there, to get him into to be president of the United States. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But there definitely should be debates, no doubt about it. I can't imagine, well, I don't think we've ever had a presidential race where both parties said, nah, or one of the others says, I'm not going to do it. We'll just go on popularity or commercials or whatever. It's not a good challenge. It's not, the American people deserve a lot better than that. So let's hope there are some debates. I would like to see it. I'd like to see if I'm right on this and how Joe Biden is. Of course, he cannot have it scripted now. This is not scripted. Unless, let me backtrack again here. Unless we got somebody feeding Joe Biden the questions and how we should answer, just like they did to Hillary. Now, we could be seeing that also. We saw that once before. I can't remember what her name was. It escapes me. I see her. But I do believe Donna Brazile. I think that's her name, something like that. But didn't she not feed the questions and answers to Hillary Rodham Clinton? Yes, she did. Huh. Well, that sounds like somebody who really can't stand up and do a debate that needs the extra edge. That's cheating. That's cheating in high school. I remember that. Yeah. Oh, no, no. You're looking at the answers. You're cheating. Looking on somebody else's paper. But expect that. Joe Biden could get the questions and get the answers fed to him. Hell, maybe they'll have a damn earpiece in it. And somebody in the back, their room will be whispering the answers, how you should answer this question. I don't know. We're talking about the party that was spying on Donald Trump before, and it was acknowledged, and Obama was part of it. And that we had Watergate 2.0 here going on with the Obama camp spying on the Republicans and Donald Trump at the Trump Towers. We know this. Nothing's ever happened. I don't know why they made a huge deal about Watergate with Richard Nixon, and they should. But for some reason, the Democrats can do a Watergate 2.0, and nobody seems to really care. Well, that's okay. They just got caught, but no big deal. It's a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. It's the real thing. It's the real deal. Cheaters. Well, we got our first caller here. I'm going to take this call here. Andy in Texas, you're on the show. Andy, are you there? Andy going once, twice. Andy in Texas, nobody there. I don't know what that is. Must have stepped away. All right. Maybe that's old or something. I don't know what that is. Okay, let me go into my opening monologue here I worked on. I got a late call from John, actually, and this is my opening monologue here. I'm going to talk about trust a little bit, trust in people, trust in government. That trust is usually gained through a past experience. That they will be there for you when you need them the most, doing what is right. I have had many people let me down over the years, and I kid you not, many people let me down over the years. People I would have never thought let me down. They failed to be there for me when I needed them most. The friends that I thought were my friends threw me under the bus for their career advancement or because they lacked the character that was needed to stand up for what was right. We're talking about character in crisis here. Character in crisis. I've always believed that what goes around comes around. Little thing called karma. I do believe in that. I really do. Goes around, comes around, karma. I'm a good guy. I try to do the best I can. I try to help people. That's my job. That's what I do. And it's not my job, it's just innate. It's inside of me. The willingness, the wantingness to reach out and help other people. That's why I went into medicine. It wasn't for the money. Geez, I've opened myself up to all kinds of liabilities with this career I've chosen for myself. Got lawyers creeping around everywhere looking to find something they can, and they sue the hell out of everybody when they sue. I kid you not. The old shotgun effect, the pattern of a shotgun. What sprays out, you sue in that area there. Got to be really careful. It's not a career that I would actually even recommend anymore, unfortunately. I love it. I think I've been very successful in it. I think I've helped a lot of people get that second chance in my life. And I'm good about that. I feel really good about that. I have helped people. I've bettered people's lives. I've saved people's lives. Pay it forward, I guess. But would I do it all over again? Probably not. Probably not. The lawyers have screwed up everything. They have screwed up everything. I kid you not. Everything. They creep into every industry, every business. They're always there, self-serving, looking to find opportunity. The opportunist. Tell you they're fighting for your rights and for you. Are you really buying that? I hope not. So let's get back to the government here. People failing you, government failing you. You learned a hard lesson when people or the government fail you. You lose faith. You lose trust from the people and the government who shows a pattern of mistrust. And we're talking about patterns of mistrust. But I can look back in my 59 years now, and I got politically active in my 20s when I was in the military. And got more and more so when I was in college. I was not indoctrinated. I went to Indiana University. I was not indoctrinated. And I spoke out. I wrote lots of papers for the school newspaper. A lot of them opposing the war in Iraq, Gulf War at the time. My father read that and says, oh my gosh, is this going to be printed? I said, yeah, it's going to be printed. Can you get it back? No, probably not. Oh, well, there may be some backlash over this one. Because you've pointed a finger to Israel. I said, well, yeah, I got to call it as I got to say what I say. You know, it's I'm not a journalist by per se, but the facts are the facts. And you have to report those. And that's what I reported in my article. He said, I'm very proud of you. This is a very good article, but I'm just kind of worried about you walking around campus now. Well, I'm not going to put my name on my shirt. This is me. So somebody can target me. Nobody knows what I look like. Nobody had a picture of me. It was just a guy who wrote an article. We'll get back to that. We're talking about trust in people, trust in government. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, so stay tuned. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller. This is the National Intel Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Creatures looking brave and strong, whistling past the graveyard, nothing can go wrong. Quoting from the scriptures with patriotic tears, we got the same old men.
Well, it looks like we found our caller in Texas there, and we will go right to Andy in Texas. Andy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Steve, I'm sorry, I was talking on the last radio show. Hey, I think people need to get out of politics. I mean, left-right paradigm is not working for you. It never has. You've been bludgeoned by the mainstream news to think it's working for you. This guy did this great thing for you. This guy did this bad thing for you. Blah, blah, blah. We're all in a flipping uproar. Okay, so first off, let's not forget March 13th, 2020. It's a Friday the 13th. Donald Trump declares a state of emergency. And that same day, Bill Gates drops out of Microsoft. The very same day. Mm-hmm. And so this declaration of an emergency turned the entire government. And I believe John showed the video, or listened to the, we could listen to the video. I think he played it on the show. But it turns over our government to FEMA. And it cannot be reviewed for 6 months. And ironically, and I say this, some of y'all don't pick up on this. Ironically, right around September 11th, that emergency declaration is the end of FEMA's control of this country. Now, once he declared that, he came out and said to many people, he said that it's been my pleasure to be the president of the United States.
Yeah, I remember that. Right.
Exactly. Okay, so
yeah,
we're not,
it was almost like he was conceding. He didn't want it. He didn't really want a second term. He was just going to go through the motions of it. He really did not want a second term. I remember that.
So now that's 6 months. Congress cannot review a FEMA emergency for 6 months, and that comes up around September 11th. So having said that, Donald Trump's been just a spokesperson right now. He's still doing his little ridiculous idea. Now think about this. If you actually heard that video, then you saw at the end of it all these different executive orders that led up to why FEMA has control. And then you also get to see a video of Donald Trump relinquishing control to the FEMA people. There's a video of him doing it. And the FEMA are looking at him saying, well, thank you for your declaration. You really empowered FEMA. And so then you look at what's going on here. So if Donald Trump is the man that's going to fix this, he's the most powerful guy in the world because he's got the most powerful army and whatnot. But he can't fix it. And so some people are just hanging on till November because, it's his last 4 years. He's going to fix it. No, he's not. The left-right paradigm is BS. You got to look at the history. You got to look at the Henry Kissingers. You got to look at the Aleister Crowleys. You have to look at all these different people that wrote about this. Eventually, we're going to have to depopulate.
Eventually. I agree. I agree. That's exactly what I was leading into, Andy, on this opening theme here, was trust, mistrust. The United States government is really giving me nothing in the past for the future to trust them. I mean, I was going to go into a lot of other different spiels, and I will after I get these calls through here. But, you're right. We need a serious overhaul of government. We know that. Donald Trump now is worried about fraud and theft at the ballot box here. That this election will be stolen and given to Biden and Kamala Harris. Well, I mean, we discussed this. He even mentioned it in the campaign trail that he expected fraud to be a big part of the election in 2016. What did he do? He said the first thing he would do was scrap the overall process here and retool it and make it fair and square, which he should have done. He had nearly four years to do that. Now, as the CEO of the country, it's not that he does it himself. He simply delegates it to somebody to say, this is bad. We need to fix this, make it fair and honest. Elections should stand. They should be fair and honest. Well, put a task force on it. You get a task force for everything. They got a coronavirus task force. Anything there's a problem, when they see a problem, they get a bunch of people together. They create a task force. So we saw a need for a task force to dismantle and make the elections fair and square. Did we do it? Did Donald Trump do it? No, he didn't. Now he complains. He's worried about the election being stolen. It doesn't make sense for a guy who complains and says that he's a doer. Donald Trump always says, I'm a doer. I get it done. Well, I'm giving you one instance right now where Donald Trump did not get it done. He failed the American people on the election fraud. He failed himself, and now he complains. He has no room to complain. He created this. He did not follow up with what he said he would do.
Well, let me just say this, okay? So Donald Trump's been in charge this whole time. He hasn't fixed anything. He said some comments and made people feel comfortable that I'm not cool with this and all this stuff. But it doesn't matter in November who you get. This is going to parade on. We're just so scared because Biden is retarded and McCullough, whatever her name is, that goofball that nipped her hair and decided that's my candidate. Whoever she is, if she gets this stuff in, this thing gets even worse. So it doesn't really matter if it gets in November. Everybody needs to realize that. This is beyond politics. There is no cue. There is no, I love Trump because he's going to fix this. You can't believe that it's not going to happen. This is about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Andy, we're coming up on break. I appreciate your call. I agree. We are kind of screwed either way, probably one side more than the other. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life. after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor, I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Is there anyone home? Come on, come on down. I hear you're feeling down. Well, I can't.
And we are back. Great bumper intro coming in here. Pink Floyd. This is the National Interior Report. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller. Andy is absolutely correct. You know, here's the situation here. I may put it in terms of medical terms because that's what I usually do. Makes sense to me. You've got stage 3 cancer and you've got stage 4 cancer. Both are going to kill you. One's going to kill you faster than the other. Stage 3, you might get a year. Stage 4, you probably got weeks to months, depending what kind of cancer it is. It could be a pancreatic cancer and you got weeks in your history. I've always thought of it this way, and unfortunately, it's the same scenario. It's voting for the lesser of two evils, and I hate saying that, but that's usually what it turns out to be, voting for the lesser of two evils here. The socialism is a dead. It's total death. It's death for America. There's no surviving that at all. We have a lot of problems in this country, a lot of problems, so many problems. And, God, I don't even know who'd want this job. But if I had the job of presidency, the first thing I would do is, first of all, retool our foreign policy and cut ties. You know what, cut ties with. I'd close up those 700-plus military bases around the globe. I'd bring them all back, I cut our military defense in half. I would secure our borders to make sure nobody could get in we didn't want in. I'd make this country great again, but I'd concentrate and focus on America and stop with the nation building and controlling other nations and putting in a puppet government, ousting leaders and coups. I wouldn't do any of that. I'd focus on making America great by building it up again. Try to bring it back manufacturing. We've got a problem. My wife and I were just talking today about this whole manufacturing thing, bringing back manufacturing. We've got a problem here with that. Nobody talks about it. Why did they leave in the first place? Unions, high demands, wages, more benefits, EPA standards, many controls that dug in the pocket of the corporation. Corporate thinking is, well, they want maximum profit, right? Maximum profit. We want maximum profit. But let's forget about the unions. Let's forget about EPA pollution standards. Let's forget about all that. All that stuff drives up cost, and that digs into our profit margin. We can't have that. So the politician came in and gave the greedy corporate people exactly what they wanted. Nobody goes after those politicians. Nobody digs that up and says, wait a minute, you voted for outsourcing American manufacturing. You voted for this stuff. So it gets to be a problem later on. The cancer that eats away at your country. You don't make anything anymore. You manufacture very little anymore. Why is that? It's because the politicians sold you out. But nobody brings them into the argument at all. Nobody does. They place it on the shoulders of the president that he was in the Oval Office at that time. It's his fault. It's his fault. Nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about it. Going to go back to the phones here. Chance in West Virginia, you're on the show.
Yes, hello, Steve. You talked about being let down by so many people. That seems to be a common theme nowadays. Let me tell you, Steve, as we get older, the wise man eventually discovers that his true best friends are in this order. Number one, the Lord. Number two, yourself. Number three, your family. And last but not least, number four, those six gentlemen pictured on those six denominations in your wallet. And that's how it is. That's just the way it is, unfortunately. Okay, thank you, Steve.
Well, you know, Chance, I would agree with some of you, but then I haven't broken that story yet about Mary Trump, the niece of Donald Trump, and, of course, writing the book that she wrote, a very unpleasant book about Donald Trump. And then lately, I guess the sister of Donald Trump, Marianne Trump Barry, and her quotes about her brother, and 15 hours of secret recordings. I you know, sometimes even family will turn on you, Chance.
Yeah, well,
and one of those situations, one of those Cain and Abel situations, even family can turn on you.
It sounds like a dysfunctional family situation in that case. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Doesn't it to you?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Well, there you,
it does.
Well, there you go.
It does.
But like I said, eventually those four I told you about, you'll find out, for the most part, are your only real true friends. And with that, I leave you, Steve. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Back to the phones. Jerry in Wisconsin, what's on your mind?
Hi, Steve. You made mention of Biden and his dementia. In 1972...
Yeah.
George McGovern was running for the Democrat Party as president, uh-huh. and his vice president
right.
was Senator Eagleton.
Yep.
And he was forced to resign. Do you know why?
No, I don't. Mm-mm. Why?
Because he had shock treatment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
for depression. For depression. Right.
Yeah. And Jesse Jackson.
Actually, it's called ECT now. They call it ECT, electroconvulsive therapy. And I've actually been a part of that. I worked in a psych center there and got to watch that. I'm not even sure they even do that anymal, but they throw you into a grand mal seizure. It's pretty amazing to watch it. And supposedly your depression will be gone for 3 weeks, maybe a month if you're lucky. But they always have to return back to ECT therapy. Interesting stuff.
Well, that's the hypocrisy of the Democrat Party, and both parties, actually. There'll be no resign. I don't think he's going to resign at all, Biden. He's just going to go on until he decides to quit on his own.
Well, here's where I disagree with you on that, Jerry. Here's what I think is, I think, of course, the Democrats, they've been pushing for a long time. They want their first female president, and they didn't get it with Hillary. And I was really surprised she didn't somehow, you know, get herself back in the process here. It didn't happen for, thank God, actually. I don't think she could win anyway. I think she carries so much baggage. Who would vote for this woman? But I think they're throwing all the support to Kamala Harris. I think Joe Biden will be getting in if he got in. Of course, he'll step aside pretty fast. I'm pretty sure that even she would throw him under the bus. Well, she threw him under the bus for during the debates. You know, he's a racist. He's a sexual predator. She believed the victims over him, which is strange that he would even consider her as a VP choice. But we know that choice wasn't made by himself. It was made by the DNC. So she would quickly get him out of the way and be the first president. And she would probably use the 25th Amendment to get rid of Joe Biden for being mentally unstable. I'm sure she'd turn him in a heartbeat, saying he's on medication and behavior problems, and you can't have this guy in the Oval Office. So she would be the first female president, a socialist at that, being president of the United States. Pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, that's a likely scenario, yes, along the line. Mm-hmm.
It is. Hey, by the way, what do you think about what's going on with the Kenosha violence out there, the riots? I'm not going to call them protests or riots. What do you think what's going on out there?
I'm glad you brought it up. It's sad. There's a 17-year-old boy. They put his name, his race, and his age in the newspaper to set him up for extermination. I've never seen that done before.
Actually, it's illegal. It's illegal. He's a minor. He's under 18.
But he's
that is
old.
your new mainstream media. Yeah, that's illegal to do.
But all these thugs that were beating him, I believe he was being beaten. He had to defend himself. I mean, there's not enough information out about this. But on the front pages of the papers, he's labeled right away as a killer.
Yeah. Right. Well, this will be interesting in the courts. We'll have to watch this one. This will be really interesting in the courts because if the video is shown, they allow the video to be just shown in the courtroom, I think it will exonerate him to saying it was self-defense, but we'll see what happens. They may strike that from the court, the video defending himself. They may strike that. You watch.
Yeah, but the black people are very hostile about what's going on, and I live in an area in Beloit, which is really hostile because we had the Rodney King riots in Beloit years ago, and believe me, they're very hostile when things don't go their way.
So let me ask you something, Jerry. At what point, I think the Portland thing is totally out of control. I think it shows how weak Donald Trump is, that he should have had authorities in there, the feds in there right away to squash this thing. They're at 91 days now in Portland. Every night they're still rioting. This is not protest. These are flat-out riots. We have the technology. We could use it. We could activate the ADS system, which is the active denial system, which is a big microwave dish, and use it for protest to push people back. There's ways to stop all this, and they won't stop it. I think it doesn't look good for a president to allow this to get out of control. This is very much out of control. 91 days later, out of control. I wish he would have done something weeks into this protest, these riots. It would have made him look a stronger president. But to allow this to go for 91 days, I think in the minds of the people, they look at this and they go, geez, he's really not that strong a president. He should have nipped this in the bud and he didn't do it. So how long are they going to allow Wisconsin now to have their nightly riots? How long are they going to allow that to go on now?
Well, you got a governor that's fomenting all this stuff, this Evers. It's questionable how he became governor. And it's just, you got two counties in Wisconsin that are fully to the left, that are communists, Milwaukee County and Dane County. They pretty much control the politics of Wisconsin. And The rest of Wisconsin is relatively conservative, but it's just going to be a flashpoint sooner or later what's going to happen, and it's going to be bad.
Yeah. You know, Jared, there was a time I remember back in the 70s, and I don't know how, maybe you can answer this question, that the politics in Wisconsin was so liberal. I remember they had the easiest, the laxest requirements, criteria to get government assistance in Wisconsin. And everybody was flocking into Wisconsin to get freebies, benefits. I wonder now if this is what we're seeing now. Of course, the population that is not protesting but rioting, is that population that came in during the 70s?
You're absolutely right, Steve. They even came from Cabrini Green in Chicago and flooded Madison there. That's where the crime rate got out of control. But Tommy Thompson put a hold on a lot of this. He's no longer governor, unfortunately. It's really bad. And I remember the bumper stickers in the 70s and 80s that said "Escape to Wisconsin." That's more for hunters, but you know, because of all the fishing and hunting in Wisconsin. But I saw that as welfare, "Escape to Wisconsin." That's exactly what they're doing. Many of them came from Tennessee, the welfare recipients, and these churches were running halfway houses where they're bringing them into their house to live in for 6 months, and then they get welfare. It was a huge racket.
Right. I agree. All right. I appreciate your call, Jerry. I'm going to move on here. John in Austin. Scottish John, how you doing?
Hi, Steve.
What's going on, John?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm here.
You were talking about outsourcing jobs a moment ago there, and just reminded me of when I worked in the Philippines for a couple of years back in the early 1980s. And what I found out there was I was working actually for a company out in New York, and I started noticing actually, the first one I noticed was an Adidas factory, and then I saw these other factories, Nike. And I was just thinking, well, I thought long, long time ago, it only takes one of these big corporations to offshore or outsource, and then the rest have to follow because they can't compete price-wise. Mm-hmm. They couldn't possibly stay in America or the UK and pay our rate of wages and compete with somebody who's gone to the third world where their wages are about a 20th of ours. Mm-hmm. And also, Here's another couple of things. I just found this on a bit of paper when I was going through my notes a couple of days ago. In 2018, 60 of the largest companies in the U.S. paid no taxes on their pre-tax income of $79 billion. Now, that was 2018, and that's 60. If you look at how many of these global corporations nowadays pay no tax worldwide.
Right.
It's scandalous, man. What are politicians doing about it? Absolutely nothing.
You know, nothing. And I'm a big fan of a flat tax, personally. Now, Joe Biden was talking about if you make more than $400,000, he's going to tax you much higher rate. I don't even know what the rate. He didn't really give us a number. But I don't believe in Robin Hood politics. I really don't. And I'd like the flat tax much better. What's the incentive to really work hard and succeed if the government's going to come and take it all away from you and start to redistribute the money? That's socialism. And that would actually drive a lot of money out of the country. I would assume it would drive a lot of money out of the country. People with wealth would say, I'm leaving if you're going to jack my taxes up that high. What's the incentive to stay here? And they'll take their corporations, they'll take their money with them. And then you're in trouble. Again, you start squeezing what you do have to get the taxes that you need in socialism to redistribute. But in the end, you run out of money. You run out of money. Socialism kills your country. And with offering free health care to illegal aliens, I'm blown away that that's actually part of their platform. Free this, free that, free tuition, free debt removal from your college debt removal. I mean, geez, we just don't have it. I mean, we support a lot of things in this country, but to give it away for free, there is no free. Somebody must pay for it. And this socialism that he has in mind would definitely kill this country. If there's any money here left, it would drive the money out for sure.
Well, I'm not going to dwell on the socialism issue, but I'll just say this much. For part of my younger life, I grew up under a socialist government in Britain, and I don't remember getting anything for free. We paid for everything with our taxes, because it wasn't global corporations that paid for the things we used. It was us. It was our families, our parents and our grandparents. But anyway, we're not going to dwell there. I wanted to just... Oh, can I come back after the break?
Yeah, you can come back after the break. Scottish John, come back after the break. This is the National Intel Report. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
No reason to get excited.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Say a prayer for us all.
And we go back to the phones here. Talk to our good friend here, Scottish John in Texas. Go ahead and finish up there, John.
Yeah, I was just thinking if I've heard some callers over the weeks here talking about that stimulus money, and very controversial, and someone was complaining about this guy, taking all this money off the government. And we grew up with the philosophy in Scotland, Steve, particularly under a Tory government, you take as much money off those bastards as you can, because they'll take your last penny. In fact, I got a shock a few years ago there. When I left there in 98, I'd blanked Britain out. I never knew what was going on for 16 years until I heard about the independence referendum in Scotland in 2014. Then I started paying attention. And one of the things I learned was the Tories had brought in this thing called the bedroom tax. And I thought, mm-hmm. The bedroom tax? Don't tell me they're taxing you for having nookie now, are they? No, it wasn't that.
The nookie tax.
The deal was, if you were a married couple and you had sort of grown up kids who'd maybe gone to university or got married or what have you and left your family home, the government wanted to tax you for having an empty room in your house. That's their mentality, man. They never run out of ways of trying to take your last bloody dime off you.
That's true.
And another thing that drives me nuts is when I hear the debate in this country about, oh, this president created all these jobs or that, blah, 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 blah. Have you ever been interviewed by a president for a job? Have you ever been hired by a president for a job? Have you ever been paid by a politician for a job? I know I haven't.
Nope. Nope.
And when I hear all this crap, man, it drives me nuts. People just need to get their eye on the ball.
I agree. I agree. Right. Hey, John, anyway, I need to push on here. I've got three more calls in the lineup here. I appreciate your call. Thanks again. Get Chris in Vegas in, and then we'll probably go to break and bring Chris back. Chris, you're on the show.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. You know, this Kenosha, Wisconsin, so-called shooter up there, to me, with my conspiracy analyst nose, smells to high heaven to me. Because this guy looks more like a Soros-paid crisis event manufactured shooter. He may have actually shot somebody, but they're trying to color him as a militia. They don't tell us what militia. Yeah. They're just putting that broad label over him. And
you might be right on this one. You may be right on this one, Chris, because they would like to label militias. Now, militias are actually a good thing. The government actually requires us to have state militias. It's a good thing for emergencies. But I think in this sense, they may want this kid to be associated with the militia in a very negative way. Hold on the phone there, Chris. We'll come right back. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.